She's not a regular mom, she's a cool mom. The kind that's blaring shoot when she picks you up from school, mom. She's young and hard and she got the brains. How many mamas you know be bumping 2 Chainz? She's an all-star, she's a number one thing. Yeah, she gets to spread with.
Welcome back to the Showcase Studio. I'm your host, Scott Gatun, and this is Technory Live from WGN Radio. We're here with Songfinch executive producer Michael Stark. What you just heard is our new song. It's not our new song. It's Thank You, Mama. It's a song that was created by Songfinch. Mother's Day is around the corner, right?
Most certainly is.
My mom is sitting in the green room, so I suppose that I shouldn't act like I'm surprised by the fact that Mother's Day is around the corner, and this could be a song I could give her because it's a great one. What I think is cool about Songfinch, and what everyone in the audience is going to like about this is, you turn stories, life stories, business stories, which you're going to talk about in a little bit here, into sort of bring them to life through music.
Yeah.
You guys have been featured on Fox. I've seen you on a bunch of things. And of course, Michael Stark, I've seen you in front of me on my show many times before. This is 3 years ago, I think, is when we first did this.
Third or fourth time the charm. It's been a long way since we've been on the podcast.
You know what the cool thing is, Michael? Each time I've had you on, and this, this is going to be funny. I don't know how this is going to be taken by you or the audience or myself. Each time we come on, we are working on something totally new. The first time that I met you, we were talking about CLA,
yeah,
which you're happy to plug right now if you want. Chicago Leadership Alliance, very great organization.
Check us out, thecla.org. We're doing amazing things, organizing millennial leaders to create the future we want to see here.
There you go. And there's a bunch of really, really great causes they work with. I do recommend people go to cla.org. But that was the first thing we were talking about. And then fast forward about 6-8 months later, and I had you coming in and we were talking about you were starting your own show with Mably. And that was the Michael Stark Show.
Yeah, you generously showed me the ropes on my 6-episode run with the Stark Show on Advisor TV. That was a heck of a lot of fun, but on to greener pastures again.
And now here you are again, and we're talking about Songfinch. And the one cool thing about this is that you stayed in, you know, people listening are going to think like, okay, wait a minute, get this straight. Community organizing, and then we went to your own show, and now we're talking about a music app. And on top of that, you know, by the way, you are an MBA and a lawyer from Loyola.
Recovering attorney.
Recovering. So we have to watch what we say with you because, you know, everything is on the record. Well, this is literally, it's being recorded. There's people watching. I don't want anyone to sue me. But people might be wondering, how does a person have a career where it starts as an MBA JD, then I'm a community organizer, then I got a podcast, now I got Songfinch. And I look at this, as you look at this, is they're all very similar. One is about growing a huge audience, and the other one's about giving them content that they enjoy. And the other one's about making a difference with what they do. And Songfinch, in my mind, does exactly that. It gives an audience of people a way to enjoy and experience your life.
Yeah, and you know what? The best audience is the one person you love or your best friends or family or, in Mother's Day's case coming up, your mom. It's like that Thank You, Mama song. You'd get your own version of that. And Songfinch, we've got over 250 artists from around the country and even in a few other countries now. So whatever you come to our site and tell your story, whether that's memories, inside jokes, nicknames, that time you know, your friend fell down a flight of stairs in college, whatever it might be, we take that, you select your mood, and then you select your genre, the type of music you want, whether it's folk, whether it's indie pop, country, hip-hop, R&B. And then we curate that and pair that with the perfect artist to bring your story to life. And the coolest part is not in the creation, although the creation experience is really cool and there's this pride of authorship that comes in creating these songs. It really comes when you get to give it to that loved one and the surprise on their face. It's really just an incredible experience. As somebody who's given out many songs and given these as gifts, I look forward to it every time.
Well, you know, here's the thing, and I'm going to be totally honest because I know I got your friend, so I can say this to you and not feel like you're going to be mad at me. When I first heard, you mentioned to me a while back, you were going to get involved with Songfinch. And I have, as a person who's worked with startup companies and innovation concepts and projects for the last 3 or 4 years, I've heard a handful of pitches like this. The one that comes to mind for those of you in the audience who aren't quite as ingrained in the tech community, it would be on Shark Tank. They had the guy who draws kitty cats. He draws cartoon kitty cats, and you can basically have like a kitty cat of yourself made, and he sends it to you. That's very similar to this, only obviously art and paper versus song. That's the one that has been a hit. Otherwise, I've heard a ton of these kind of things. And what ends up happening is I end up paying a little money and I get kind of a, you know, crappy song, for lack of a better term. It's not really well thought out. It's not really something I would listen to more than once. It's kind of like, oh, okay, that was fun. This is so different. You're giving me a song like I would listen to that song And I know you are working on another song.
I am. I actually just this morning submitted a song brief telling the story of our friendship and our journey from podcast to now sitting here on Michigan
Showcase
Avenue
Studio.
Watching the tourists go by.
That is the coolest thing. So for those of you who don't know, we also have a podcast, Technory Live, which is at WGN as well. And so we're going to have that song ready to go. You say it's 7 days or less, you get these songs, right?
Yes. I mean, we guarantee delivery in 7 days or less, and it's only $200. But for all the friends of the show, we're going to do a special promo code, Technori20. Enter that at checkout, and you'll get $20 off your first song. So
very cool.
And you know, kind of touching on what you were saying about all these other companies trying to do customization, but really doing this half-cocked version of it. That's been one of our biggest challenges, is how to overcome that and tell people and really explain to them what we do, that when you do this, you're getting a 100% original custom radio quality song from a professional artist. And for $200 in 7 days or less, to tell your wife that you love them for an anniversary, to tell your mom for Mother's Day just how much she means to you, or to send your kid off to college and remind them where they came from and what their values are. People are using these for all different kinds of occasions. I mean, we have the privilege of telling the story of a Marine who took his own life and made a song for his widow, for her kids, so she could remember him as the man he was, and that their kids knew him as the father that he was, not how he tragically ended. And that's a responsibility we take very seriously, and our artists take very seriously as well. And when you hear something that moving and powerful, it's like we really take pride in putting meaning back in music and getting people to listen to the lyrics again.
Yeah, so, you know, there's a couple things here I want to talk on. I don't want to go too far into the weeds in this, but I think, you know, if you're cool with it, we're going to go to a commercial break in a little while. I'd love to have you stick around for a couple minutes after the break, because you are a unique individual in that, as we mentioned in the intro, you've worked on a lot of stuff. You know a lot of people in town. The previous guest we just had on Hunt Club, you're an influencer on Hunt Club as well.
I am indeed, and Nick and them are doing amazing things, and, you know, talking about hopping jobs, I feel like I'm the...
Yeah, you're like the bell ringer for it, and so I want to talk a little bit, get a little bit deeper into why this is such a common thing in Chicago and how it works, but that'll be after the break. I just want to kind of plug it and make sure you'll stick around for this. But until then, why don't you talk a little bit about what attracted you to working in a startup like Songfinch? What was it about it? I mean, obviously, I know you love telling the stories and things like that. What was it about the challenge of building a startup like Songfinch that drew you to it? Because you certainly have other opportunities.
Well, for me, you know, I've been doing the angel stuff and very involved in tech, and Songfinch was the first one that I guess really spoke to me, or should I say sang to me.
Sang to, yes.
Yeah. And I was one of the initial investors, and I was seeing this thing just get kicked off the ground by our CEO, John, and Rob, and Josh, and the whole team. And I was just, this is just too friggin' cool. Like, this could really change the world in some way. Music is a universal language that transcends time, it transcends place, and there's all these amazingly talented singer-songwriters and music professionals out there that can't really earn a living with what they love to do, and this was this unique opportunity in a society and in a business world that demands content more than ever, where this is this neat nexus for us to create content for podcasts, for radio shows, for YouTube channels, whatever it might be, at a price point that's reasonable, and to pay the artist community for what they love to do. And most importantly, it just brings good people together. It often can be hard for us in this day and age with technology and emojis and all these things to really express our feelings in a way that cuts through the noise. And to hear these songs and how much love is being spread just every single time we make one of these, it's about love. Nobody makes one of these to tell somebody that they hate them, yeah, or that, you know, that you're...
You could. I mean, conceptually, I feel like I kind of, like, that actually is something that now intrigues me. Like, I could make a song that's like, dude, I really don't like you. I want to write a song about it.
Well, hey, you know what?
It's your money. You can spend it however you want.
Your $200 is great. As long as your money's good, that's fine by us. We'll find the right artist to bring your first hate song to life. But, you know, in the experience of doing 300-400 of these now, we've very rarely seen anything that wasn't about love. Yeah. And to be able to take these complex feelings that we have for all of those around us, whether it's friends or family or your spouse, and to distill it into this powerful thing that can take 30 years of a relationship or history and condense it into 3 minutes, 3.5, 4 minutes of beautiful music that your spouse or your loved one has forever and gets to play when they want. It's really hard to put a price on that or how much it means to folks. And I think our reviews speak to that. If you go on Trustpilot and look up Songfinch, I think we've got 65 reviews, and every single one of them is 5-star. That my wife cried, my husband cried, we played this for the first dance at our wedding, and there wasn't a dry eye in the house. And to be able to engage people at that level where you're triggering tears of joy. I've never been around a product that can do that. And you know what? You're good for that maybe once a year where you do something just right. And
I was just going to say,
Beyonce cries tears of joy. It's like, well, we can manufacture that.
The funny thing, I was just going to say, it's like, I hate that you're a good marketer because, not for me personally, I'm good. For all like the single guys out there that like to croon themselves a song to pick up, you know, their significant others, I hate that you're such a good marketer because people are going to all know that these songs came from Songfinch. You know, this guy's like singing his girlfriend a song, like, oh, no. And it's not even his song. You wrote it, which is amazing.
But you know what? It's really the people that write it. We take their stories, their memories, their input, whatever they give us is what creates the content of the song. Like, I actually have made a song to ask my lovely fiance, Stephanie Roebuck. I hope you're listening.
She has to be listening. Yeah. That's why she's not here.
Well, she's working today. Oh, you know, that's startup hustle, man.
Startup hustle. Got the grant.
You know how we do. But you know, I made her a song to ask her to marry me on New Year's Eve. And to this day, whenever she hears it, she still starts to tear up. And we're going to use it as the first dance in our wedding. And, you know, hopefully it's something we're going to play for our kids someday. And you can be transported back to that memory, to that moment in time through music. And,
yeah.
And to be able to do that at scale for hundreds and thousands of people, it's just a really incredible opportunity and something that I just couldn't resist to throw myself into 100%, and we're really excited. It's been great for the first 6 months. We're the company's in great shape, and we're going to take this thing to the next level here. You're going to be hearing a lot more about us.
I have no doubt. We're going to hear more from you in a second. We're going to take a quick break. Somebody's got to pay the bills around here. So we're going to have you come back here and talk a little bit more about, you mentioned the startup grind, what that looks like, what it's all about. I'm Scott Catoon, and you're listening to WGN Radio 720. Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm Scott Catoon. This is Technori Live from WGN Radio. We're still sitting here with our buddy Michael Starr from Songfinch. You mentioned a couple things before we took the break that I just wanted to touch back on because we've got people, hello everyone who's out there watching the show today. We've got people who, in this audience, as well as in your audience and my audience and our world, that ultimately I think want to know, as a repeat founder and a person who's been involved with multiple companies, myself and yourself, what exactly it takes and why is there such an attraction to start your own company. You know, there's a line that's a cheese ball line, in my opinion, but it's a line nonetheless that people use it. Why would someone work 100 hours a week to avoid working 60 hours a week or 40 hours a week? I don't even know. That's how far removed I am. I don't even know what a normal work week looks like. Is it 40 hours?
It's a great question.
I have no idea.
Asking the wrong guy.
But yeah, so you mentioned the hustle. You mentioned the fact that this is a 7 day a week job and your mind is always zooming because there's always someone right behind you. And so kind of talk to me a little bit about your experience as both an investor and a founder, about what it is, not just being a startup, not just an entrepreneur, but in Chicago. What is it about the Chicago entrepreneurship that has compelled you enough to do this multiple times and continue to keep doubling down and going back? What is it that really attracts you ultimately?
Well, for me, it's manifest destiny in a sense. It's this opportunity. You know, there are a lot of great corporate jobs out there, and Lord knows I've had plenty of opportunities to go back into that. And I sit there and I think about, well, what do I really want to be in a cubicle again, working for mid-level management, turning in TPS reports and all that? And the community here is just so vibrant. It's almost intoxicating that there's so much energy, so much just genuine desire to help each other and to help each other succeed. And to create something of value and to create something that the city and hopefully the country and the world respects and appreciates and find value in. It's to create, it's to build. And Chicago has an amazing community for that, and we take care of each other, and there's a sense of brotherhood.
And that's all, I mean, obviously that's one of the things that I personally enjoy the most is sort of the, I'm not going to say just camaraderie because there's definitely, I mean, of course there's camaraderie, but I'm a competitive person. So like I love when somebody else is chasing me down and it's like, okay, all right, game on. We're going to do this. And I know you're a competitive guy too. So this is definitely, you know, one of the things that probably drives most entrepreneurs is that whole, like, you're not going to be able to do this or somebody's got more money than me or somebody's got more, whatever resources and assets than me. To me, that's like an invitation to just rock on. But the thing that I'd like to hear from you directly is, you said that you were an early investor in Songfinch. You saw where they were going. As an entrepreneur, what was it that you said, you know what? I can bring value in this company. I can add more than just funds. And here's the one thing I want to do. How did you sort of, like, for the audience, I guess the reason I ask you this, the audience, I want them to have the ability to know they too can get involved in startups, that they can find a place where they can bring value. What was the value you thought you could bring? And how has it been entering a team to something you didn't found?
Well, you know, and that's actually been an interesting challenge for me. I've been, you know, kind of in charge the last 4 or 5 years, whether it was through CLA.
I mean, that's a great example. You built that real fast.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're really proud of what we've done. We're getting legislation passed. We're working with Tech Week to raise $1 million for STEM education through Tech Week Charity Challenge. So please look that up and donate if you want to support the next generation tech entrepreneurs in Chicago. But for me, it always comes back to that, what you touched on, value. I always look at every situation and like, how can I provide value? What are their motivations? What are their incentives? What are they trying to do? And then I look at the resources I have available to me based on, you know, the network I've built and the technical expertise I've acquired over the years. And I analyze and I say, okay, well, what are the gaps? Where can I fill in? And that's why the title executive producer is just kind of fitting for me at this. It's because what I do changes every day. Yeah. I'm often the glue guy. I help pull things together and
Swiss
and,
Army knife. That's the thing.
Hey, you point me in a direction and I'll figure out how to make things happen, whether that's raising capital, whether that's putting together corporate and strategic partnerships, whether that's, you know, doing radio spots like this to promote it. I love being an evangelist. I'm passionate about what I do and I love helping other people experience and feel that passion that I have for it.
Well, I think that's the cool thing is in the startup world, you know, compared to regular corporate gigs, you know, you've got to get hired. You've got to, they have to issue your own cubicle. You have to have a nice, crinkly, traveler's Joseph A. Banks t-shirt that they give you. You know, it's a little bit more stringent and you can't choose the role that you want to be. You can't really choose what you want to work on and the day becomes monotonous. And what we've noticed about the Chicago entrepreneur system, ecosystem, and this is the case in other cities, but Chicago is uniquely different in that a lot of the people standing right outside the studio right now could go to 1871, go to Tech Nexus, go to Catapult, go to M-Hub, go to all these different incubators in Chicago and mentor, lend a hand, just ask questions. They can invest their money if they want through equity crowdfunding. But more importantly, they can invest their time and they can say, listen, I know you guys are literally running 1,000 miles an hour. You're on, you know, 100 hours a week. There's three of you. You're not taking salaries. What can I do to help you get somewhere? And in your case, you know, if you're a lawyer, can I review your docs? Is there something I can do to help? And that is the part that I think makes us so unique is that all of the community of Chicago is really rapidly getting involved to the point where when I started at WGN, I was talking about tech entrepreneurship and they looked at me like I was out of my mind. And now the show preceding me and the show after me will be interviewing people in tech. They'll be talking about tech entrepreneurs. Amy was talking about cord cutting, talking about internet privacy. There's a whole bunch of things. And so as a guy like yourself who's been here for a long time, it's got to be pretty cool to see all of this stuff sort of blowing up around us.
Well, you know, we looking back at the Stark Show on Advisor TV, my very first episode, I interviewed Joe Dwyer from Founder Equity and Digital Intent, one of my great friends and mentors here in Chicago, doing some amazing stuff in the VC space. But Joe told me on that first show I did that every company in the United States is a tech company, whether they know it or not. And to be on the edge of this and seeing all these other folks and companies realize, you know, what's happening and just how critically important this is, it puts us in an interesting spot. I'm sure you find it too, where, you know, people that are 15, 20 years your senior are now coming to you for advice for like, what is this? And it's like, well,
I've been thinking they should have been doing that for a long time. I know that I'm going to be a minority, maybe make people a little upset, but I always sat to think like, this is such a, you know, this is a backwards way to do things. We have technology that like cuts so many like moves out of this that I've always thought when I, and this is why I, you know, I don't want to speak for you, but this is why I gravitated towards my own company and startups is because when I worked with larger companies and worked with partners, even as a consultant, I would sit there and be like, dude, you know, there's like a 5 or 10 times more easier way to do this. But for whatever reason, you've chosen to not adopt change. And so, you know, to your point, I struggled to sit there and have somebody look at me and not look at me as an authority in something that I knew I was in authority in. And now to see them coming back and be like, you know, I probably should have listened then. And, you know, it's just really cool, you know, not just because of the ego. It's really cool in general.
Well, and that's what the allure of the startup world is. It's the challenge. There's no playbook. You know, we're coming in here trying to solve problems that other people might not have even noticed existed. You know, that's the whole first part of this is identifying the problem.
Absolutely.
And once you identify it and figure out, then you can put together the solution that makes the most sense. And for us with Songfinch, you know, we split our proceeds 50-50 with the artists. So we're paying up and coming artists to do what they love to do. We're transforming real people's stories into these amazing radio quality songs. And it solves a problem that people didn't know existed. You know, you look back 50-100 years, the love letter was how people communicated, and now we've got a kissy face with a couple of hearts coming
now
out
now you got
of
a giphy and a song.
Yeah, and now it's like we can combine the best of those worlds with tech and that love letter type feeling and the level of emotion that comes with it, and it's resonating. It's resonating with our customers. And that's the most satisfying thing to me, is that we have not gotten a single review that isn't five stars. And to put that out there in the world is just something that I take great pride in, and we love doing it.
Very cool. Michael, thank you so much. Thank you for talking a little bit about Songfinch. And we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back. I'm Scott Catoon. This is WGN Radio.